Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and in today's episode, we're exploring Taurus season and the upcoming Scorpio full moon. Taurus season takes place from April 20 to May 20, depending on what hemisphere you're in, give or take a day. And it brings with it a slower pace, a grounded spirit, and a little breathing room. I don't know about you, but Aries season was a lot. The fire, the momentum, the lightning fast changes. I'm bloody exhausted. But this is how the migration of the sun works. It moves in cycles through the different seasons to give you a full palette of energy, emotion, and experience. I like to think of Taurus season as a soothing, calming, grounding elixir after the fire that is Aries. It's a full moon bathing in the forest. Metaphorically or literally, depending on your circumstances, and it's a deep time for self-reflection. We are very close to our next dose of eclipse energy. Yeah, it's coming with the next full moon. So it's important to really take time this month to slow down, gather your energy, and get clear on who you've become before the heightened eclipse energy of Sag and Gemini once again sweep in to shake shit up. Oh God, I'm so tired. This year has been a lot and it's not letting up. So heed my advice and do your best to recharge while the sun is doing her dalliance through Taurus. It's the season to strip back and find pleasure in the simple things. Can you use your senses to indulge in all that life has to offer? What do you find your senses innately drawn to? Cooking, gardening, paper macheing? You might have an inner calling to immerse yourself in nature, listen to a certain type of music, or perhaps discover and fall in love with a new fragrance. Whatever you do, make it slow. Slow cooking. Fermentation, knitting, puzzles, painting, activities that take time will recharge your spirit this Taurus season. You're being urged through all this slowing down to practice patience. Do you have the patience required to do a 1,000-piece puzzle? I know I struggle with that. Do you have the patience required to settle into nature without thinking about your to-do list or what's happening on your phone? Taurus is asking us to derive pleasure from what we have rather than live in anticipation and pursuit for what is currently out of reach. And speaking of having, the mantra for Taurus is I have. Ask yourself, what is it that you have? And can you be grateful for that in this present moment? We're so quick to focus on what we are without. I know I am. I do it constantly. Let's reframe this lack mentality and choose to focus on the abundance of things that you already have in your life. Lastly, Taurus is ruled by Venus and it's the ruler of the second house. So practicing self-care rituals, working on self-love and deep self-awareness will only be advantageous for you during Taurus season. Ask yourself, what do I need in order to feel happy, radiant, and loved? And can I satisfy these things within myself? The shadow side of Taurus can have you being very fixed and stubborn. not allowing room for compromise or venturing out of your comfort zone. Be mindful of this with bull energy abound. If situations or ideas feel stuck, perhaps try compromising on your approach and see if anything shifts. The objective of Taurus is to maintain security. So just ensure that this isn't at the compromise of something or someone important to you. Security can make us feel safe, but it can also keep us stuck. So find a happy middle ground this month. Okay, let's look at the Scorpio full moons, one of my favorite full moons of the calendar. Full moon will take place on Tuesday, April 27 at 1:31 p.m. in Sydney, 4:31 a.m. in London, and Monday, April 26 at 11:31 p.m. in New York. Transformation is an innate part of being human. There are the transformations that we instigate out of a need or feeling or desire. And then there are those transformations that are thrust upon us when we least expect it. When we're forced into a transformation we didn't ask for, it's hard to find acceptance, gratitude, meaning, and positivity, especially if it materializes as an ending or a loss. But Scorpio energy reminds us that transformation is a universal cycle, and that just because you never saw it coming doesn't mean it's not for your greater good. Scorpio lives by the cycle of death and rebirth. And these deaths are nothing to fear. In fact, they are a cause of celebration, a renewal for the spirit, an opportunity to emerge as anything that you desire. If you're not sure of what needs to go through this cleansing cycle, just surrender to the energy at play. The Scorpio full moon is likely to unveil exactly what needs to decay. Your role is to allow it. Scorpio energy moves with emotional intensity, and it has the ability to draw it out of others. Watch this. Passion is seductive. Transformation is alluring, and intensity can be intoxicating. But watch that from the shadows doesn't emerge jealousy, control, compulsion, and destruction. When we resist change, when we try to delay the deaths, these Scorpio shadow qualities can arise. Scorpio loves dwelling in the shadows, so when the full moon is in this sign, the amount of light unnerves her. What will be revealed? What have you been hiding? Offer it up to the light and observe the true beauty of this sign, the intensity of extremes. The results of a deep energetic cleanse of the shadows is an enlightened and expansive, bright opportunity. This will be healing if you can allow the necessary processing to take place. Think of this moon's energy as an energetic cleanse. Let it wash over you and in turn wash away everything that is no longer required. This full moon is also a supermoon, which means that the moon is near its closest approach to Earth. So it will appear quite large in the sky, but it also means the energy is heightened. The transformations might be subtle, they might be extreme, but either way, they're coming. They may have already started. The mantra for Scorpio is I transform. So ask yourself, how will you transform under this full moon? Okay, here's some ways to work with the Scorpio full moon. Scorpio rules the eighth house of wealth and finances. So this might be a good time to look at some of your money systems. What's working? What's not? What transformations need to take place? And for extra brownie points, try and honor the practicality of Taurus energy. So that might mean writing out some budgets, rearranging some finances. Scorpio is ruled by the planet Pluto, and they're both all about power and control. Can you channel your control into something meaningful? Can you find a way to use your power for good? Or perhaps this full moon is offering you an opportunity to release your control. Note to self, Jord. What would happen then? What would happen if you just let go? Intimacy and intensity. Scorpio is known as the sex sign. So perhaps this is something you'd like to explore under this full moon. Create intimacy with your partner. Heat things up at home or step up those flirty texts. But be conscious of the intoxicating and addictive nature of Scorpio. This energy is best enjoyed with someone you're committed to. A casual encounter might lead to a fatal attraction or just someone you can't get rid of. You have been warned. Definitely do a full moon letting go ritual. Like I said, it's about death and rebirth this full moon. So the death can take place in the letting go, and only from that space will a rebirth occur. I, of course, include a full moon ritual as part of the Lunar Lover membership. So if you'd like to be guided through one specific to the Scorpio full moon, you might like to consider becoming a Lunar Lover member. You can do so just by clicking the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. If you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot on your phone, share it to your Instagram stories. You can tag me. Otherwise, just tell your friends about it. Sometimes that's enough. I hope you have a beautiful grounding Taurus season, and I hope you have a transformational and cathartic Scorpio full moon. I will be back to chat with you about the Taurus new moon in a couple of weeks' time, and then after that we head into eclipse season. So make sure you rest now. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast. Me again, your trusted podcast host. If you enjoy Lunar Lover, you must check out my other podcast, Higher Love. Season 1 is a 10-part podcast series, and all 10 episodes are now available, which makes it perfect binge-worthy listening. Join me and 3 incredible single women as we explore a revolutionary approach to love and dating that puts you and your personal vibration front and center. If you're serious about finding love and you've had enough of below average dating, then get ready, friends. You're about to discover how to find not just any love, but a higher love. Find it now on your favorite podcast app.